I am opening. There have been discussions going on since, probably about 8 o'clock this morning or shortly thereafter. You have in front of you -A12 amendments to Senate Bill 437A. And I'm going to ask Council Prinz to tell me who we ought to bring up to discuss these amendments.
Mr. Chairman, I'd have Mr. Tressider, Ms. Immergut, and Mr. Is it Gallant?
His name is Gallant, but
Gallant.
He is also Gallant.
And Ingrid from the, okay, doesn't need, these are the three that probably hashed it out the most.
Okay, why don't we start with you, Karen?
Hi. Chairman Williams, members of the committee, thank you for hearing us again. I'm seated now between my colleagues, which is flattering.
You'll need to identify yourself for the record.
I'm Karen Immergut.
I forgot
that last time as well. I'm with the DA's office in Multnomah County. Again, this is the privilege bill directed at making it statements about future violent crimes not privileged under the attorney-client, psychotherapist, patient, and social worker-client privileges. We've made various amendments since our last hearing here. I suppose the most significant we did today, which is making it within the professional judgment of the recipient of the information, that is the psychotherapist or the lawyer who receives a threat of a violent crime, must both believe that the communication is evidence is a clear and serious intent at the time the communication is made to commit a crime in the future, which addressed one of the issues raised by Mr. Hauser. So it's clear that it's a future crime, it's not admission of a past crime, and that it is that it's in the professional judgment of the person receiving the information to determine that it is a serious clear and serious intent. In addition, that person, the professional, must believe that the declarant does indeed pose a danger to commit the crime, and that person must make a report in order to trigger a requirement under this statute, and that is a new provision, and that would be a report either we weren't sure to whom people would report it necessarily, but it could be either to law enforcement, it could be to the victims, and that was why we left it without any particular person. We're assuming it would be one of those categories. And otherwise, I believe the provisions are the same, other than with Section 3, which was actually in the last amendment that was before this committee. It does have it apply retroactively to communications, but not to proceedings. So it would apply to proceedings, legal proceedings that occur from this day or the effective date of the statute forward, but communications that may have occurred previously. But that's we did take out a provision that was to address initially Representative Shetterly's concern about what would be the to avoid any kind of fishing expedition, but we think that the language, after a lot of consideration, we think that the case law in Oregon is such that it's clear from this, particularly because there's been a reporting from the professional, that we have to go through hurdles before a court before even an in-camera review of the information can be obtained by a person who's seeking information under the statute. So I'm sorry, that sounds kind of convoluted, but that's what the amendments do.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, for the record, my name is Scott Gallant. I'm with the Oregon Medical Association. I'll be very brief. We did narrow this significantly, and the trigger, without trying to suggest a pun, is that a report occurs. So you have narrowed, the professional is so concerned about the individual that they have reported a possible danger, and that would trigger it in that narrow area, which is exactly what the legislation was attempting to address, I believe, in the case that was presented to the committee. And with these modifications, the association can support these amendments in the bill.
Thank you. Scott.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Alan Tressider, representing the Oregon Psychological Association. I would just echo what Mr. Gallant has said. We can accept these amendments. I believe they address the issue that Ms. Immigrant brought to the committee. They are narrowly defined, and they leave these decisions in the professional judgment of the psychologist, which is where we believe those decisions should be made.
Thank you. Are there questions for any of the witnesses?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Backlund.
I think I know the answer here, but I just want to have you agree with me. The school counselor bid has been removed.
Sort of
from
a hint, by the way, on how you're supposed to answer the question.
It was a directed question, yes.
Chairman Williams, Representative Backlund, yes.
That's being succinct. I appreciate that.
And the right answer.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
Well, you know, this is one of those refreshing end-of-session kind of meetings where you've got a bill that's problematic, and the folks have worked on it very hard, and we have one of these quick meetings to bang it out because the people have gotten together and done it. I want to thank the proponents and opponents and everybody else that's worked on this thing. It feels good.
Representative Ackerman.
Yes, I'm also pleased. I just want to make sure that I'm interpreting sub C correctly, where it says a person receiving the communication makes a report to another person based upon the communication. I interpret that to be a threshold requirement before the district attorney's office could issue a subpoena ducis tecum. Am I correct?
Chairman Williams, Representative Ackerman, that is correct.
Fine. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I have my usual reservation about the immunity based upon Article 1, Section 10 of the Oregon Constitution, but that's not our duty to adjudicate that. We don't do that in this proceeding, but I just wanted to state I have a reservation with regard to that section, but it's not going to cause me to vote no.
Thank you, Representative Ackerman. Further discussion? Representative Vicki Walker.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I've received some further phone calls yesterday and today that from psychologists who continue to oppose the bill, but I'm going to make the assumption that they're doing so on the basis of previous amendments, because you're here telling me, Mr. Trester, that your association supports this.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Walker, these amendments have been worked out within the last 2 hours, so there have been significant improvements made to this measure since from previous versions.
And which I appreciate sincerely. And I guess my other question is, Mr. McCulley's in the room, and I'd like to be sure that his clients are okay with these amendments as well. And he's shaking his head yes.
Mr. McCulley's nodding. I don't see Ingrid nodding, but other than...
But I see Mr. McCulley nodding.
Chairman, are his eyes open?
He'll pay you back for that. Any further discussion, questions of these witnesses? Thank you very much.
My undying gratitude.
is there someone else who wants to speak to the amendments? Seeing none, the chair would move the dash A-12 amendments to Senate Bill 437. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there an objection? The A-12s are adopted.
Before we vote, Representative Wilson is just outside the door and would like to cast a vote.
Okay. Could one retrieve him?
Want me to?
Chair would call Greg Wolf from the governor's office to come. do you
Yeah, we're ready to vote, Carl.
Tell me you're right outside the door, so I thought you wanted to vote. Okay. Well.
Okay. So we.
Yeah.
we just adopted, Carl, the A-12 amendments without objection.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Shetterly.
It is my privilege to move Senate Bill 437 as amended to the floor of the DuPass recommendation.
Representative Shetterly moves Senate Bill 437 as amended to the floor with a DuPass recommendation. Is there a discussion on the motion?
Just one. I would like to thank Legislative Council, because if these have been hammered out in the last 2 hours, that means Legislative Council had to bust these out in less than 2 hours. And I just want to appreciate. I see one of our members is over in the corner.
Once again, on behalf of this committee, we acknowledge that Mr. Hendricks is in fact the wind beneath our wings. Shannon, if you'll call the roll.
Aye.
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 Representative Ringo?
Aye.
Representative Shetterly? Representative Cheryl Walker.
Aye.
Representative Vicki Walker.
Aye.
Representative Wolf.
Aye.
Vice Chair Krieger.
Aye.
Vice Chair Lowe.
Aye.
Chair Lowe.
Aye. Senate Bill 437 as amended moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there someone who would like to carry the bill?
Okay, I got one today anyway.
We can argue.
Are you happy? Do you want to carry it, Cheryl, too?
I'll carry it.
Okay, compromise.
All right.
Sea Walker.
Sea Walker, the carrier of the bill. Yeah. And we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Committee, I need these.